Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 26, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Oppo demonstrated an under-screen front-facing camera at Mobile World Congress Shanghai. The display uses custom transparent material with a pixel structure designed to let light through. The sensor is larger than most front-facing cameras with a wider aperture lens. Oppo says touch control and display quality are not compromised, although Oppo does say it has to use some software to compensate for haze, glare, and color issues arising from the screen being in front of the camera. Oppo also showed off a proprietary decentralized network protocol called MeshTalk to let users chat without using Wi-Fi or Bluetooth for up to 3 kilometers. Apple confirmed it has acquired Drive.ai, which has been running autonomous shuttles in Texas. Drive.ai has also filed papers with the state of California, where it's headquartered, that it will cease operations and lay off all 90 employees. So it's unclear whether Apple will hire back those employees, but it will get Drive.ai's assets. U.S. chipmaker Micron has resumed some shipments to Huawei despite U.S. restrictions. Intel and others have also reportedly resumed some shipments. The New York Times says goods made outside the United States may not be considered U.S. made and therefore not subject to the restrictions. Micron cautioned that it is unable to predict volumes or time periods for the shipments. Huawei is Micron's number one customer, and the restrictions have cost Micron as much as $200 million in missed sales. A document obtained by the ACLU shows that the U.S. National Security Agency collected larger-than-expected call detail records from U.S. phone providers. This news comes almost a year after the NSA had to purge hundreds of millions of phone records it unlawfully obtained. The NSA reportedly shut down the collection program in January while it evaluates its future. Alibaba launched an English-language version of Tmall Global Marketplace Wednesday. Alibaba hopes to double the number of international brands on the platform to 40,000 over the next 3 years. Tmall Global was launched in 2014 to market international brands to Chinese customers, and an English-language site will make it easier for more brands to set up shop. Alibaba also plans to offer Spanish and Japanese. The European Commission has opened a formal investigation into Broadcom on suspicion of requiring 7 of its main customers manufacturing TV set-top boxes and modems to exclusively buy Broadcom systems on a chip, front-end chips, Wi-Fi chips, etc. The U.S. FTC opened an investigation into Broadcom in January 2018, which is also ongoing. Both investigations are likely to take years. 40 tech companies, including Facebook and Google, have released a set of evaluation benchmarks for artificial intelligence. The idea is to identify optimal solutions in image classification, object detection, and machine translation. Vivo demonstrated its Super Flash Charge 120-watt phone charging protocol at Mobile World Congress Shanghai that can charge a phone in 13 minutes. It uses a custom USB-C cable and travel charger tested with a 4,000 milliamp hour battery. Xiaomi has charging tech going into mass production that can charge in 17 minutes. No word on when Vivo's tech would go into production. Finally, BlackBerry beat analyst expectations for quarterly revenue thanks to acquisition of security machine learning firm Cylance. However, revenue from its Internet of Things business rose 5%, missing expectations. BlackBerry adjusted revenue rose 23% overall, and losses were 9 cents a share, down from 11 cents a share a year ago. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.